Sully, he said, looking into the grove of trees, you were one cool bastard. From behind him, very prim, a woman said, if you swear, I won't walk with you. Bobby swiveled around so rapidly that the radio fell out of his lap and tumbled into the grass. He couldn't see the woman's face. She was nothing but a silhouette with red sky spread out on either side of her like wings. He tried to speak and couldn't. His breathing had come to a dead stop and his tongue was stuck to the roof of his mouth. Far back in his brain, a voice mused, so this is what seeing a ghost is like. Bobby, are you all right? She moved fast, coming around the bench, and the red setting sun smacked him full in the eyes when she did. Bobby gasped, raised a hand, shut his eyes. He smelled perfume, or was it summer grass? He didn't know. And when he opened his eyes again, he could still see nothing but the woman's shape. There was a hanging green afterimage of the sun where her face belonged. Carol? He asked. His voice was hoarse and uneven. Dear God, is it really you? Carol, the woman asked. I don't know any Carol. My name is Denise Schoonover. Yet it was her. She'd only been 11 the last time he had seen her, but he knew. He rubbed his eyes frantically from the radio on the grass. The DJ said, this is WKND, where your past is always present. Here's Clyde McFatter. He's got a lover's question. You knew if she was alive, she'd come. You knew that. Of course. Wasn't that why he had come himself? Surely not for Sully, or not just for Sully. And yet at the same time he had been so sure she was dead from the instant he'd seen the picture of that burned-out house in Los Angeles. He had been positive, and how that had hurt his heart. Not as if he'd last seen her 40 years before, running across Commonwealth Avenue, but as if she had always remained his friend, as close as a phone call or a trip up the street. While he was still trying to blink away the floating sunspot afterimage hanging before his eyes, the woman kissed him firmly on the mouth and then whispered in his ear, I have to go home. I have to make the salad. What's that? The last thing you ever said to me when we were kids, he replied and turned to her. You came. You're alive. And you came.